Rizuelo, Roatele, Little King, Gold-Crested Wren, Wren, Reina. 86 AD, Wren stowing beneath Eagle's great wings, taking off fresh at 12,000 feet to break for the sky. Does that make for royalty? The runaway truck ramp is closed again, coming down the 15 past Cajon. This would be the wrong night to lose the brakes. But the fog hugs me, holds my shaking like mom, while the jazz station out of Redlands seems to go mad with intrusion, an overload of signal before it breaks up. These birds up here, they can't agree on anything. Altitude, standards of conduct, rules of engagement, the territorial imperatives. Solos are border skirmishes and circuit breakers as common ground slips into gray. So how did Wren, short-distance flyer of the First Order, make his bones up here? What's left of his reputation is rubble. Of course, he's a damn king in Spain, but that's Spain, holding to Spanish logic in a land where nothing is obvious. En route from Bilbao to Paris, Wren curses the Pyrenees well past Bordeaux. He has no comment on his ancient debt, but the unforgiving Eagle, burdened with a memory for motive, takes the opportunity. In the old days, he just couldn't get enough of me, but now I know it just takes fog and a little deception to get where he's going. Increasingly, I'm able to ignore poor visibility, the smell of brake lining, bad radio, long odds, and the nearby whistle of two hawks, one red, one black, who have learned the fundamentals of treachery. There is danger in everything we want.